Affordable housing is a basic human right, and to build a better Kentucky where all our people can thrive, safe and reliable housing is absolutely essential.
I wanted to be better and meet those goals, and it wouldn't have been possible without Kentucky housing.
Knowing that I had a roof over my head, food to eat, knowing that I didn't have to want for anything, that's a big plus.
Being a single parent and not having to worry about, housing, paying bills while, being in school.
But I am here to tell you that there's a lot of beauty in this part of the county.
Bringing it home with KHC.
Welcome again to another episode of Bringing It Home with KHC, the best housing podcast in Kentucky. Today, I'm joined by Kay Smith, a mortgage production administrator at Kentucky Housing Corporation, Caitlin Watkins, a senior loan officer at Ruoff Mortgage, and Heather Akins, a mortgage banker at Stockton Mortgage. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
As you all know, we're entering the busy season for home ownership. What is it about spring that makes people want to move?
I think the flowers start to bloom and everything just looks prettier. The curb appeal is definitely there in the spring.
Yeah, I would agree. It's the landscaping for me. Everything just looks so much prettier in the spring.
Well, you just moved, so you're an expert.
Yeah. Just got to get that husband out there to update it.
So each of you has a special story about how you came into lending and to KHC. So we'll go through it one at a time. But everyone, please feel free to just chime in at any time. We want to have an open discussion. We want it to be fun. You guys are also fun. So we'll start with you, Heather. Your family received a KHC loan, right?
They did. Back in 1979, I had to get some exact dates from my daddy. And yes, I am almost 50, and I do refer to him as daddy. They bought their first house in Vine Grove, Kentucky, and they used a KHC loan. And it was a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1-car garage house. And I believe that it was maybe $48,000.
Wow.
And their interest rate was 11%. I had to do a little research on the average rate in 1979, but that was the average mortgage rate. So it was probably there, if not a little bit more. But I remember, and I was 5, so now everyone knows how old I am. I remember when we walked into the front door of that house and how excited my parents were. And how excited I was as a child. I had a little brother and it was just the two of us. It was a brand new house. No grass, it was still dirt. And you would have thought that my parents had just purchased a mansion. And honestly, to us being a military family and coming to the States, because we had been overseas, that was just, it was like a huge, I could just tell that this was something that was huge. My parents were so excited. Their parents were so proud of them. And I didn't understand at that point. I just knew that everybody was happy and we had our own yard and a place to put all of our toys. And I had a big room. But that has always stuck with me. And throughout my career in the business and moving back to Kentucky and working so closely with KHC, it has been so rewarding because I remember what that was like as a child to see. And, I love the product and I love to push the product and I love to close the product because I see those happy faces with other families. And that makes me feel very proud.
Do you think that gave you a sense of permanence since you guys have been moving around a lot? Do you feel like then you're like, this is a foundation. We're staying here for a while.
This is home for at least the next 3 years. Actually, we were very fortunate because when my parents bought that house, we only moved twice. My father traveled a lot more than we did. So that house was our home for a long time.
So what made you want to get into lending? You said that it always sticks with you, but what was that journey? What brought you there?
So funny enough, I think I've shared this story with Kay. I was a co-op student in Elizabethtown, and I always wanted to work at a bank. And at the time when they were giving out co-op jobs, the co-op job they gave to me was working at a dialysis center, which really wasn't my thing. And one day I just went in and I said, I can't do this anymore. I want to work at a bank. And I talked to my co-op teacher, and an opening came at one of the local banks, and I was going to be just like not even an operations person, a helper, if you will. But I built mortgage loan packages. Back in the day when everything was all documents that you had to pull out of a filing cabinet and build a paper file. That got me into the business. And I worked under an amazing lady, and a lot of you at KHC may know her, Becky Wells. She worked in Elizabethtown for a long time, and that is who I worked under. And she really made me who I am today. But I started doing that as a co-op student, and as I saw them closing loans and saw those happy faces, I thought, you know, this is really what I want to do. This is where my heart is. Look at these happy kids. Look at these happy parents, you know, buying their first home. And it's just something that I've stuck with, and I got out of that helper phase. And I've worked several different aspects of the mortgage lending arena. I worked wholesale for Chase in Dallas for a few years. And I really just wanted to be the one-on-one with the client. And so that is what brought me into sales. And I'm happy to say that I have been doing this for almost 33 years.
Yeah, you're definitely not a helper. You're a leader. I mean, you've been a top loan officer. Stockton Mortgage was our top lender for the second year this year. I mean, you're on fire. So what are your secrets to success? What makes you such a successful mortgage broker?
Stay humble. Don't forget where you came from. Everybody has a story and everyone has a struggle. And I think if you take the story and the struggle, it will mold you into being where you want to be. You know, when a customer is talking with me on the phone, or if they're face to face, you know, they get so embarrassed when they start to talk about, we've had this happen. You know, somebody in my family got sick and this is what happened. Things like that happen. But let's figure out a plan. It's never a hard no. It's let's work out a plan and do something later on down the road. And I think that is probably my secret to success, because I don't just tell people no. Let's put together a plan. Let's stay in touch. Let's become friends. Tell me your story and let me help you. Because at the end of the day, I've got a lot of stories that I could share too. We've been there. We've done that. Let's get through this together.
Do you have any stories? Do you have anything that sticks out?
Oh my gosh. okay. So yeah, I have a few. One of my very first closings with Stockton Mortgage was in the hospital. Had a lady that had gone into labor, and she was a single mom at the time. The realtor and I went into the hospital the day after the baby was born, and we had her sign her documents.
I love that.
True story.
You're like, you're going to start it off on the right foot.
Yeah, we're looking on your house today, and you're going to sign right here in your bed. But we got to meet the baby, and it was really cool. It was cool.
That's special.
So I have lots of special stories with several clients that, you know, have really made an impact on my life and stories that stick, just because to a lot of people, buying a house is a huge deal because they don't think that they can do it. So when you tell them that they can, and they see that they can, and then they do it, it's like, yay, we did it. You know, we got through this. And it's not always easy. I mean, there's some, you know, you just, Caitlin, you can probably agree with this. Some of them, they make you want to pull your hair out.
Yeah.
But
I do think that that's unique to a KHC, I mean, our KHC approved lenders, Kay, because it seems like everyone that we talk to is like, we'll help you, we'll get you through this. Do you think that that's unique to our set of partners, or do you think that's true of all lenders?
I'd like to think it's true of all lenders. But of course, I want to brag on the KHC approved lenders, because they are, you know, when we're out doing our speaking engagements and things like that, we're referring them directly to our approved lenders in giving them advice that they are going to hold your hand and guide you every step of the way. So I always like to brag on my approved lenders.
Because I think so many people are scared of the lending process, you know, the home buying process, just like you said, Heather. Mm-hmm. But Caitlin, what about you? I know that you have a unique story. You were a first-time home buyer, I think, with the KHC loan, right?
Yeah, I was. Awesome. Yeah, my husband and I, we bought our first house at 25, and I was 25, and so it was 2 years ago. Actually, like, this week. So, gotcha. Yeah, and then yeah, that's kind of how I, you know, got started in the mortgage industry. So
what, were you working in another field before that and you came to mortgage lending, or how did that work?
Yeah. So I was a photographer before. And then I also did, I was in management for corporate Kroger as well. So, I got really involved in the home buying process and I kind of always loved real estate, but I never wanted to be a realtor and I'm good with numbers. And so it just kind of felt like the fit, you know? And, I just, you know, when the stars align, you know, and it really did.
So did you start off with Ruoff, or how did you make that transition from corporate Kroger photographer to mortgage lending?
Yeah. So, we closed on our house. And my loan officer, I called her one day and I was like, hey, this was actually in the middle of our closing. So we were probably about 2 weeks out from closing. And I was like, hey, I think this might sound crazy, but I think I'll be really good at this job. What do you think? And she was like, oh my goodness, by far the most educated client I've ever had, you know, just kind of, you know. And I was like, how do I get started? What do you recommend? And all that. So I took my exam right after we closed on the house, took the exam, passed it, and got hired on her team at the time, and with Fairway, which is another KHC lender. And and then just kind of made my way through connections and found Ruoff, and I've been very happy here.
So who was your lender? Do you still keep in touch with her?
Yes, it was Juliana Wellhauser Thompson now. She's got married. But I love her to pieces. We talk all the time still. She's been instrumental in, you know, becoming a successful loan officer today. So.
Awesome. And so what do you think are your tips for success? Like, how do you get somebody who's brand new, who knows nothing, to the closing?
So for me, it's just all about clarity, right? Like there's so much room for misinformation, you know, with the internet and with, you know, some other lenders maybe do things differently. And so I really try to just be very direct and have that open communication with my clients. Of course, we have a great team at Ruoff, and so we can get, the loan closed pretty smoothly, and it's always our priority to get it done as fast as possible. So, we just kind of keep everything on track, and the communication is really, I mean, if you ask any borrower, you know, what the most important thing is, it's going to be that communication factor. Definitely. And so just being available and reliable.
And speaking of information,
Did you know about KHC before you started your home buying process, or did your lender introduce you? I mean, how do you think that we can, do you think it's always people are referred to KHC through their lenders, or do you feel like some buyers now are aware of our products and come in asking for down payment assistance, for a KHC loan?
Yeah, so I was referred by my lender, Juliana. She thought that the program would be a good fit for us. And then, which it was, and then, after I became a lender, I just, obviously that was something they called me at Fairway for a little while, the KHC queen, because that's just like all I did, you know, it was like, I got started and like, that's just, it was a natural fit. And so I did KHC loans and became really obsessed with just getting that information out there. Right. Because it's just, wasn't really known. I do feel like now I get more buyers that are asking for it. Maybe not KHC directly. They don't know that that's what it's called, but they do ask for like down payment assistance or something like that. I feel like realtors are also doing a good job at helping spread that information. We try to educate our realtors really well. And I know KHC does a great job at educating as well. So, you know, it's just kind of a thing that you got to keep reminding people about, you know. I know at Ruoff, almost every time we go talk to a realtor group, we mention the mortgage credit certificate. Like that's something that people just love to hear about. So we're just trying to like, you know, find ways to maybe offer things that they didn't know before and remind them about everything KHC has, because it's more than just down payment assistance, right? Mm-hmm. So
right, yeah. You're right. It's a collaborative effort. It really starts with you, Kay, and getting out there and educating everyone, and then they can educate their clients. Mm-hmm. And so we're just so lucky to have you guys all as partners.
Absolutely. I love hearing that the realtors are starting to know more. That makes me happy, because we do try to get out throughout the state and really educate our realtors, because sometimes your clients go there first. And that they'd be their first person they're introduced to learn about the home buying process. And, you know, they're not the experts, but it's good that they have KHC in their tool belt. So I love hearing that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Also, we'll have to get you that crown for being the KHC queen.
I've been trying to get that here at Ruoff too. I don't know. I've got a little steep competition with Ruoff. So they kind of, we all push each other really hard and, you know, want the best for each other. So we're all kind of fighting over that crown right now. So we'll see. We'll see at the awards next year, which one of us.
Maybe we'll add that to our lender awards next year.
Yes, for sure.
What is your number one challenge right now? What is the challenge that you're facing in the mortgage business? Is it the lack of housing? Is it the interest rates? Are people just nervous? What do you think?
By far, inventory and affordable housing. Yeah, those two, like, not a doubt in my mind. Inventory, you know, I've seen so many of my borrowers that I have pre-approved that they're making offers and they're not getting their offers accepted because it's a multiple offer situation. So it's the same thing we've been having this entire time. Interest rates, I feel like a year ago were a bigger problem than they are today. They've kind of leveled out. People are kind of adjusting to it, you know, and they're coming down slowly. But yeah, one thing that always bothers me is just lack of affordable housing, you know, and people, you know, all of these first-time home buyers that KHC can help. And, you know, obviously KHC can be used for any time home buyer, but most of what we see using Kentucky Housing is first time. And, you know, there's just not really a whole lot of affordable housing. And that's something that I've been really passionate about trying to, you know, come up with solutions with in like local communities and stuff like that.
And are you in Louisville or in Paducah?
I'm actually in Lexington.
Lexington, I'm way off.
Yeah.
So what about you, Heather? Because I know you're in Bowling Green. Is that right?
So my office is in Bowling Green, excuse me, but I live in Elizabethtown. So I kind of do all up the 65 corridor. Not that I can hit it all, but I give it my best effort to do so.
So do you think supply is the issue down there as well? Or what do you think is the number one challenge facing you?
Supply, definitely. Just because with the new plants and factories that are coming to town between here and Bowling Green, you know, a lot of quote unquote affordable housing, it's just not there. And, you know, I think one of the struggles too is when a customer comes in and they're looking at something that's $150,000 and they think, I don't have any money to put down. I want to do down payment assistance. And then you run the numbers and you tell them what the payment is. It's kind of like payment shock. Mm-hmm. Because their friend Bill bought a $150,000 house 2 years ago and his payment's only XYZ. Then you have to get into, well, this is where we are with rates, and that makes a huge impact on payment.
So, and adding to, you know, rates, but home insurance is higher, property taxes are higher. So, I mean, it's not, it is definitely interest rates are higher, but I mean, it's the whole package thing that's higher, right?
Agree. But there's definitely a lot of new construction going on in E-Town and new construction in Horse Cave, Cave City, Glasgow, and then of course in Bowling Green. I mean, it's going up, but the construction that is going up is 275. Not everybody can afford that right now.
That's crazy.
I know.
I bet you're glad you bought when you did, Caitlin.
Oh, every day. Every day. My interest rate is 3%.
Nice.
That's wonderful. That's
great. It's a hard thing. Like, we still have enough room, so we don't have to sell right now. But the day that we have to sell will be a very sad and painful day. Because we love our little house, but eventually we'll need a little more space. So I'm hoping that we can continue to hang on to it as long as we can.
That's kind of a natural transition to you, Kay, because I know that you purchased a house and you just sold it. So can you tell us a little bit about your story?
Sure. So I was 23. I was a single mom, and I've actually been on the path of homeownership for about a year and a half. I was kind of struggling, typical first-time homebuyer stuff, down payment. Actually, at the time, inventory in my area in Taylorsville, Kentucky, was low in my price range. It was really frustrating at the time. And I had a lender, you know, the whole time walking me through different options, and KHC was always at the front for me. But in 2015, KHC offered a special funding program with a 2% interest rate. And if you know anything about that program, there's only a certain amount of money and it lasts like days. Mm-hmm. So I got really lucky. I found a house. We got an accepted contract. And if it wasn't for products like that with KHC and for my lender and realtor who knew about KHC products, I don't think that I would have gotten my dream of homeownership at such a young age.
That's wonderful. Yeah, how did you know exactly what to do if you were on the process for, if you were in the path for a year and you were so, I mean, that seems so young to me. Now I'm an old lady, but, you know, buying, you know, thinking about buying a home at 22 seems so young and ambitious to me. So how did you know what to do? Did you just hook up with a realtor? Did you do research? What did you do?
So actually at that time, I was an office manager for a real estate company. So I was very familiar with like the process, not the ins and outs. And I wouldn't say that I knew a whole lot about KHC at the time, but I was a single mom and I needed a home for me and my daughter. So I would say, yes, that was an extremely young age, but I would say my circumstances were different too. I didn't want to rent. I didn't really ever find renting as an option. So I just kept saving and saving and saving so I could purchase a house. And then my lender was a KHC top lender at the time. So he walked me through every step of the way. And anytime KHC released anything, he, you know, would contact me. He would stay in contact with me constantly to help me figure it out.
That's wonderful. And do you guys think, as a group, do you think that home ownership is such a better option right now with rents skyrocketing? I mean, I was talking to someone and they said their rent is more than my house payment, almost double my house payment. So that's crazy.
I think if you take the time to show this is what you're going to pay for rent and these are perks that come with rent. And when I say perks that come with rent, I just basically mean someone to mow your grass, depending on where you live. Versus owning your own home. Now, granted, you're going to have to mow your own grass or you're going to have to pay someone to do it. the tax benefits are great for you. And I think that so many people, first-time home buyers especially, they're only focusing on the here and the now. They're not looking at down the road. And I think that that is a lot of mindset for a lot of people, not always first-time home buyers. But a lot of times, if you take an extra 10 minutes and just explain, look at the benefit of owning your own home. And it's like, oh, this light bulb goes out. This is more beneficial for me, even if I do have to mow my own grass. So I think if you take the time to explain that to them, they get it, but they don't know that up front. Because if you've never owned your own home, you don't know about tax benefits of owning your own home. No one's going to tell you until after you own your own home or you're in the process. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, we just got a comment in the chat. But I think the same thing with down payment assistance. I think some people are interested. They want to start the process. And then they find out that, you know, they can apply for our down payment assistance, mm-hmm. and they have to bring almost nothing to closing. So I don't know if you want to talk about that, Kay, if you want to talk a little bit about DAF and about the MCC program.
Yeah. So, you know, with Kentucky Housing, you can get up to $10,000 to go towards your down payment. And $10,000 can go a long way for a first time home buyer. And then you're looking at, if you take the full $10,000, you're looking at a second mortgage of $100.06 to be exact. When you are in the process of trying to figure out if you can afford a home versus renting, and your biggest barrier is that chunk of change, because a lot of people think you need 20% down. That is a huge myth. That's just not true. So, you know, with KHC, it could be anywhere from 3 to 5, depending if it's a manufactured home, percent down. So we can come in and help with that and help you overcome that barrier of saving up all that money. The tax credit is also a unique feature that KHC has and a product that we love. And I know Caitlin and Heather have mentioned it as well. So let's take the mortgage interest that you pay in 1 year. Imagine getting 20% of that back as a credit and refund on your tax returns. It is a life of the loan benefit. It can be used as income to help you qualify. So if you were like me, maybe, who was saving, didn't make a whole lot of money and was always so close, something like the MCC could come in and really help you get to that point where you can actually purchase a home.
Definitely.
I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to add to the MCC. I know in some cases where, you know, for qualifying purposes, being so close firsthand that it's saved deals, know, I mean, because maybe the home insurance came in a little higher than we expected, or maybe the property taxes were a little higher than we expected. Like, those are variables that we do our best to get right up front, but, you know, and so we can add that MCC credit in and definitely save a deal and keep everything moving on track, which is a huge, huge thing.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, I know when I was younger, I was looking to buy my first home, and my aunt was a realtor in Cincinnati, and the lender that she worked with, because I don't know if this is the same with you, but she always used the same lender. She always referred people to the same lender, but they were used to doing business with high dollar homes, you know? And so she didn't know about any of the programs. And I was living in Northern Kentucky, and I really wish at that time I had known a KHC approved lender, because same thing, like you were just saying, okay, she was like, you have to have 20% down. You have to have a gift from your family. You've got to do this. And I was like, you know, this is so overwhelming to me. I have a great job. You know, I'm making okay money, and I feel like I should be able to purchase a home. And then I looked at another home another time, just, you know, like a little lawyer, just checking it out. And the real estate agent was also a lender. And she was like, well, or she knew about all the programs. And she was like, well, you can do this to refurbish your home. You can do this. You can get this. And I was like, why is this information not out there more? So do you guys find, what do you think is the top barrier for first-time home buyers? And how do you think that we can correct that problem?
I'll go. I think that KHC does a great job putting it out there on social media. And like Kay and Caitlin both have mentioned, you know, the realtors are a little more familiar with the program and the product right now. By no means are they the expert, but they are familiar enough to be able to mention it to the clients. I still feel like some borrowers are just afraid to ask. You know, it's like, I can't buy a house because I don't have any money. And I don't know about you, Caitlin, but I see that every day. Not everybody has $5,000 in the bank, let alone $500. That's just the reality. So I think some people are just afraid to ask. What kind of down payment options do you have? I don't have a down payment. Well, you don't have to. Mm-hmm.
I know when I'm doing an application, I always try to ask, you know, what they're comfortable with putting down, you mm-hmm. know, and a lot of times it's, you know, I really prefer not to put anything down. And I immediately am like, okay, I think KHC would be a great mm-hmm. option. You know,
correct.
Now maybe USDA might be a fit if they're a more rural area, but again, you could still go Kentucky Housing. Like, it's just, you know, there's always a way to make the scenarios work as long as we're asking the questions in the right way.
Sure.
I think.
And you're listening.
Come across.
If you're listening to the customer too, mm-hmm. I have found in my years, taking an application over the phone can really just be a conversation and a story, because you can be asking the question and the customer can be giving you the information. And then in 5 or 10 minutes, when you're done, you've done the application and they really don't even realize it. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, well, how did you know how many kids I had? Well, you told me while we were talking. You know, it's just, it's a conversation. It doesn't have to seem like it's an application, and that takes some of the ease off of them, because I think everybody just gets so nervous. You know, what's my credit score going to be? I don't have the money to do this. I've never done this. And, you know, I think if you can have the conversation, that's the easiest way for me when I do applications, is to just have a conversation.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
It helps. You can get a lot more information out of them that way too.
Right. Again, I'm not as familiar with lenders, but the people that we've met through KHC, it seems like even if you're not at the point where you can buy right away, it seems like all of our KHC approved lenders are willing to walk people through it. Say, well, you might not be able to do it within the next couple months, but if you follow these steps, you know, maybe because, you know, that's not really my interaction, but it seems like all of the stories I hear about KHC lenders and all of the people that we meet, they are so willing to help any buyer. You know, come as you are, we'll help you achieve your goal. It may not be immediately, but it may be 6 months, a year, 2 years down the road. And I just feel like they're always willing to put people on the path to home ownership, however they come. And so I just wondered if you thought that was true, Kay.
I do think that's true. I think if you are a KHC top lender of ours, you have a passion for homeownership. It doesn't matter if you're a first-time buyer or a repeat home buyer. Like Caitlin, like Heather, like me, we all have a story of how we got here. And I think that our lenders share that passion with us, which what makes us successful in what we're doing and helping Kentuckians get into homes, affordable homes at that. And if they're not ready yet, I think the thing about our lenders are they don't just stop there and say no. They say, hey, you can do A, B, and C to help fix your credit. Or maybe you should attend a first-time home buyer course to learn everything from start to finish, and come back to me when we're ready, or check back in, or, you know, just like my lender, anything new that came up, he would reach out to me. Hey, let's see where you're at now. I think that's important.
Now, I love playing games on these podcasts. So I just wanted to play a word association game. So just please chime in. Tell me the first word or words that come to your mind when you hear the word home.
Buyer.
ownership.
I was going to say safe place.
Ooh, I love it. What about KHC?
Affordable.
MCC.
Okay, what about lending?
Stockton.
My lenders.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I was just going to say, you know, how I told you, I think sometimes people associate mortgage lending with a negative experience, or they just have something in their mind. Maybe when they're, like you were saying, Heather, they're just afraid to ask. They don't want to say, like, I need money. I want to do it on my own. So how do you feel like we can change that narrative and make buyers feel at ease? You kind of addressed it. You said just talk to them, just have a conversation,
yeah,
set exactly. the tone.
I think if you set the tone and just let them know, because, you know, when hard times fall on good people, that good person thinks that they're the only one in the world that that has happened to. So I do think that if you let them know, hey, it's not just you. A lot of people have gone through rough patches. Let's figure out a way to make things work. Because I think if you talk through it and you communicate, they'll feel more comfortable talking to you. You know, I usually, most of the time, my clients become Facebook friends. And I don't just accept anyone, because I don't just want anyone to know what goes on in my life. But, you know, and I've seen some of the people that I have helped, you know, they just had baby number one, or they just had baby number two, or you keep in touch, you communicate with them. And several of these people, I've done their second loan for them, for their second home. So communication is huge to me. I love to talk. I love, I say a lot when I talk, but that's okay. But I do think that the communication is definitely key, and just giving them a sense of comfort. Because if someone's comfortable, they'll talk a little bit more. I'm sure you noticed that after the first 2 minutes of this podcast with me. So there you go.
Also, gosh, this is two people on this call were inspired to be a lender by their home buying experience, but, you know, that process of getting their first home. So I guess just, I don't know, I just think that that's really interesting. What do your parents think, Heather, now that you went from purchasing your first home to now being a lender and getting other people to purchase their first home?
They think it's cool. You know, I didn't. My brother went away to college, and he, you know, he does great things, and he's great at what he does. I tried college for a little while. It wasn't necessarily for me. So I was able to get my helper job into a full-time position at the bank, and I became a processor. So, you know, they've seen me through a lot of aspects of the mortgage lending business. You know, when I worked at Chase in Dallas, I sat in a cubicle all day. And, you know, some days that was great, but I'm not a cubicle person. I thrive on people and connections and one-on-one. So, you know, they've definitely watched me struggle, and they've definitely watched me grow. And I think if you were to ask my parents, you know, what do you think about what she's done? I mean, I actually helped my mom buy her first house on her own. You know, talking about bad times happening to people. So my parents were married for 48 years, and life happened, and my parents separated. And my mom had never done anything on her own, because my dad had always taken care of everything. So my mom bought on her own her very first home of her own, and I helped her with that loan process.
Oh my gosh, what was that process like? Talk about burying the lead. Yeah. That's a great story.
It, you know, it was hard for both of us, but My mom had never lived on her own, and I had lived on my own. You know, I took off. I was that 21-year-old kid that was like, I'm out of here, and I took off and went to the big city. And talk about falling on your face several times, but that's what made me humble. I did struggle a lot, but I'm also back home and life is great. So, you know, it's kind of like Dorothy. There's no place like home. It just took me many, many years to get back here. But when my mom asked me to help her with that step, it was different, and it was different for her because she had never done that on her own. So there was a lot of handheld holding, but we did it.
Now, Caitlin, I know that you've only been in the business for 2 years, but how do you feel like your previous work experience, or just, you know, any experience, helps you as a lender? Do you feel like, I mean, if you're a great photographer, I'm sure you're excellent at marketing.
Yeah. So I started photography, I wanted to photograph real estate, not people. But it's a little hard to get, you know, into that niche, you know. And so I've started photographing people, and it just kind of made more connections and stuff like that. But yeah, marketing has been a strong suit of mine. And, you know, I really push our office to market well, and we have a lot of fun with it. And just trying to be creative, you know, and using that side of my brain. And then when I worked in Kroger, I was in e-commerce, and I was in management there. And so the leadership skills and that sort of stuff, you know, being a loan officer, you're very set your own pace, right? Like, I mean, and it depends. Some companies work differently, I assume. But, you know, in a lot of ways, you have to want it. And self-management is really important. So I try to be very diligent and, you know, stay on track, and for the most part anyway. But yeah, it's definitely been, I tell people all the time, it's the job I always wanted, but I didn't know what it was, you know. Like, I knew that this was exactly where I wanted to be, but I didn't know it was a thing until I did. And so so happy to be a part of the industry where I can have such an impact on people's lives, and it's so rewarding. So, you know, just, I could not love my job and rue off more. It's been awesome.
And do you have any good stories? Anybody that you've helped purchase a home? It really drives you every day.
Yeah, I had, actually, it was my first closing ever. And it was a super sweet younger college girl. She was in college still, and her parents had helped her. But she was just so, like, so young, you know, like, I mean, she was younger than I was, you know, 21, 22, maybe. And actually, a lot of my buyers are, like, I had one that I helped that was 19 recently, which was crazy. I mean, you know, just so many, like, I love it. And like, people will call and they'll say, like, oh, I know I'm super young, you know, and I'm like, no, it's amazing. Like, you know, like, you're doing the right thing. Like, this is exactly where you should be. And so, I mean, a lot of them have pretty decent credit too. I mean, to be so young. So I don't know if it's just becoming a, you know, a thing that is being more talked about and more important to people. But yeah, it's just so awesome to see that. And to see that start at such a young age and know that I can develop that, like, lifelong relationship with them. You know, I'm in a similar age group. I'm not quite 19, but not far. And, you know, and so being in, we can create relationships that are lifelong. And so then we can, you know, get to the point where I'm doing their second loan. And I have some that I already am doing their second loan, which is crazy, because I've only been in it 2 years. But, you know, it's just the full circle, you know, just keeps on going. So
that's wonderful. I mean, I wish I had been that knowledgeable and that driven when I was that young, because we do this thing at KHC where we interview we highlight different staff members. And one lady said she purchased her first home at 18, and then she just kept flipping homes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what a great position to be in, you know, when you're in your mid-20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And you always hear people talk about generational wealth, you know, if you, which you guys know better than I do. So, I mean, I guess just Does all of that enter into your mind when you guys are making loans, Caitlin and Heather, or are you just thinking like, I'm just trying to help this one person at a time?
I know for me, it's the whole lifespan of it, right? Like I want to help them. I want to help their friends. I want to help, you know, their circle of people. I want to know that I get calls all the time from people who, when I was at Fairway, their loan is probably still at Fairway. And they'll call me and they're like, hey, I had a question about my property taxes, you know, or my home insurance is a little weird. Can you like recommend something? You know, like I feel like we are more than just loan officers, you know, and it's all about that. Really bigger picture of everything.
We're all friends most of the time.
And I was just going to say, let's play another game. Let's do tips. What is your number one tip for a first-time homebuyer?
First, so I have the Ten Commandments of home buying on my desk. I've had it on there for years. It's in a frame and on an easel. And I think if I could tell people now, one tip, do not deposit cash into your account, because for some odd reason, so many people are hoarding their cash at their house. I say that my husband's just as guilty of doing it too, but
mine too.
Yeah, don't put your cash in your account.
That right is before closing or just ever.
Well, after they close, if they want to put cash in their account, that's fine. But for the process of the loan, don't put cash in your account. That's a big one. And don't let anyone pull your credit.
Ooh, that's a good one. I remember Jesse Harden, who works at Bank of England, we were doing a closing with him. And he said, just do it. Like, just take the step. No matter what you think, just go ahead and do it. So I guess just, what other tips would you say? Like when you start that process, once you just do it, beyond not depositing cash, is there anything else that home buyers should not or a buyer should not do?
Quit their job. Don't buy
a refrigerator. Yeah, don't quit your job.
Buy a new car.
Yeah. Or you'll be living in it.
A lot of times they'll get really excited and they're like, oh, I'm gonna go buy new furniture for my new house. No.
Yeah. No. Don't do anything with your finances.
Steady, right?
Exactly the same. Yes.
And realistically, how long does the home buying process take?
From like looking, like pre-approval to, or like contract to close?
That's a good question. Maybe let's do contract to close.
I think, you know, for us, I think our average turn time is 17 days. I think it's something like that. The fastest I've ever closed a loan was in 7 days. The fastest I've closed a KHC loan was 10 days. Yeah, I was really proud of that one. Because KHC loans can be, because there's two, right? If you get the down payment assistance. So they could be a little more challenging to, to get all of the stuff together. And so they could be, you know, there can be like a stigma that it takes the 45 days or whatever, but not if you got your stuff together. You know, it's really not that complicated, and make sure you're doing your work on the front end of things. But yeah, I mean, average time would be, I would say for most people is 30, but you know, I know that a lot of KHC top lenders get it done a lot faster.
Well, I think if you write a 30-day contract and you get it done in less than 30 days, then you look like a rock star. But if you tell them 20 days and it takes 21 days, then you're not rocking so great. So 30 days is a safe number with the intent of getting it done sooner. And if all hands are on deck, per se, you can get it done in less than 30 days for sure. But absolutely, it takes all moving parts to communicate. There's that word again, communicate.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, Heather, you agree. It's about, you know, us doing our job on the front end, right? So that way processing and underwriting can have a clean, smooth file on the back end of things. And we can, you know, get everybody on board.
Right.
And would you recommend everyone gets pre-approved before they start looking?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Because especially right now, because I think So many people want a $200,000 house, but they want a $150,000 payment. And we're mortgage lenders. We're good people, but we're not magicians.
That's good advice. And Kay, what do you think are some tips for lenders to get their loans processed quicker?
Through KHC, follow the checklist, collect all the documents. Make sure all your forms have the most up-to-date information. And I swear by that checklist, y'all. If y'all just follow it and submit it to us, it will be a smooth process.
And I just wanted to talk about emotions for a minute because I love emotions. But I just wanted to see, you know, you guys are all homeowners. You also have been to so many closings. What did it mean to you when you got your own keys? Or what emotions have you seen buyers have when they get their keys?
I've seen tears. I've seen celebrations. When I say tears of joy, not that they're upset. those are the big things. And you know, like kids, when they understand that they're going to get a new room, you know, that's so exciting for them. And a lot of people bring their kids to closing and it's cool if mom and dad have shared with me that Benji's going to get a new bedroom and Benji comes to closing and I say, hey, buddy, are you excited about your new bedroom? Yes. And I mean that there's something that's very rewarding because that child, okay, I may get emotional. That child is me when I was 5 and my parents bought their mm-hmm. first house. And I remember that feeling.
What about you, Caitlin, when you got your keys? Or maybe it was later when you started moving in or decorating. What do you think, like, what emotions did you have when you finally realized you're a homeowner?
Yeah, I mean, it was super exciting for us. My husband's family, they have, you know, a line of homeowners, but I'm the first in my family to buy a house. And so it was just so, yeah, surreal. It didn't... I think I remember saying just probably a year or so before that we probably wouldn't ever buy a house just because it didn't seem like something that would be in the cards for us, you know? And we lived in the city at the time. So I thought the only way for, you know, no money down was to go more rural and we weren't wanting rural, you know? So, yeah, it was just one of those moments that like, you'll never forget, you know, we did our final walkthrough and our realtor took a picture of us in front of our house. And, I can't wait to, you know, recreate that, you know, on the day we get to sell it or whatever, aww. You know, it'll just be lots of good memories.
And as one of the first home buyers in your family and your extended family, what did that mean to them? Were they so proud of you or did anybody say anything?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was, I think a lot of them, yeah, they're very excited that, you know, we got that opportunity to become owners. And a lot of them also want that opportunity now too, which has been awesome. And I've kind of tried to help walk them through how to get there. And something else, they don't think I'm a lender. I'm pretty sure they all still think I'm a realtor. but yeah, I get that question a lot. Like, oh, can you go show me this house? No. No, I can help you fund the house.
Yeah, there you go.
It's always a fun time explaining what I do for work because it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense because I don't work at a bank, but I'm kind of like a bank, you know. And those...
right. What about you, Kay? I mean, at the age of 23, you have a little girl, and so what was it like for you when you got your first home?
Tears, lots of tears. I can vividly remember driving up the driveway the first time and just crying. And, you know, my daughter was almost 2 or 1.5, almost 2, you know, mommy, what's wrong? You know, and just being so happy. I painted her room pink and she was obsessed with Minnie Mouse. And I have videos of her seeing her room for the first time where she's no longer in a crib. She's got her first toddler bed and her own room. And I cried a lot through that process because it was such a special moment. And, you know, Caitlin said you got a picture of yourself and your family in front of your first house and you hope to take a picture when you move out. That's exactly what I did. I even had somebody, this might seem odd, but I even had somebody paint my first house because it is so special to me. It was a moment for just me and my daughter. It was the beginning of everything for us. We did a lot of growing up in that house. We had a lot of first memories. We had some hard times in that house. So that painting is actually in my office today, and I foresee it following me for the rest of my life just because that moment, that home meant everything to me and my daughter, to the point where you said they're bringing kids to closing tables. I actually brought my daughter when we sold my house to the closing table because as emotional as it was for me selling the house, it was also pretty emotional for her because it was really all she knew. So I brought her and we kind of said goodbye to the house together, just us two. So there really is no way to explain the feeling when you do get the keys to your first house. And I truly hope everybody gets that chance and opportunity and know that it is available.
Oh my gosh. Wonderfully said. Mm-hmm. So, well, we're wrapping up now. I've kept you long enough, but is there anything else we should know about your individual stories or about home buying in general or about the lending process?
I would say don't give up. If you are like me almost 10 years ago and you just didn't think it was possible. Caitlin said she didn't think it was possible. And maybe Heather's parents didn't think it was possible, but we are here in proof in what we do in our everyday life as examples that it is possible. So please don't give up.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And just let's give a little plug. We're going to list Heather and Caitlin's information in our blog, but can you both say how people can contact you?
Sure. Heather Akins with Stockton Mortgage, 270-996-7029.
And I'm Caitlin Watkins with Ruoff Mortgage. My phone number is 859-806-4702. That's my cell, so you can call or text anytime.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. This has been wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, yes. Good times.
It's so great to see all of you guys.
Well, that's a wrap for Bringing It Home today. We truly hope you've enjoyed our discussion. If you'd like to find out more information about Kentucky Housing Corporation, please feel free to visit www.kyhousing.org. That's www.kyhousing.org. If you'd like more information about this podcast and blog, you can also visit www.bringingithomeky.com. That's www.bringingithomeky.com. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can also email us at communications@kyhousing.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you bring it home with us again.